on March 15th, which is historically recognized as the International Day Against Police Brutality. Not only here in 51 Division, but across Toronto, across Canada, and across the world, there are people gathering today to protest brutality that is that they experience against the police. I just want to start by pointing something out first. Before, I've worked in this neighborhood for 20 years. This station actually wasn't here before. It was over in Regent Park. Has a lot of history, 51 Division, with poor people. Some of it very, very nasty history. I won't go into a lot of it, but most of these cops will know about Cherry Beach, which is just down the road here. The name Thomas Kerr might ring a bell for D Platoon, which was suspended when they kicked the shit out of him. I mean, there's a lot of history here. Our community up to the north here experiences target policing on a daily basis. Tavis has been here, Project 35, Project 40, community action policing, all of that. But what is disturbing today in particular is this massive presence of police in front of 51 Division for such a small demonstration, given that if you go up there, there are social agencies right now who have to decide what to cut. Every one of those agencies have been told that they have to cut by 5%. So my question to Rob Ford is, where is this money coming from? How is it that they can spend all this money today to protect this building here while people starve and don't have enough food to eat and don't have enough housing to the north here? How does that happen? So we're here to talk about poverty and policing. But in the end, what people have to understand is that there is chaos in poor communities. People are having a hard time. You can't leave 600 men living at Seton House by themselves without having trouble. It's impossible. You can't leave and abandon people in parks without expecting them to have trouble. But the answer has been consistently to give us cops, more and more cops, and refusing to address the issues, which are social issues. So shame on you.
Shame!
But worse, we're now entering another period where the federal government is talking about major, major austerity cuts. They're saying they're going to make cuts everywhere. And that means that poor communities again will feel it. And the answer, when the chaos happens, and when people protest like today saying, you know, all we're here to say today is we want food and we want housing. Not more of these cops. That's what we're saying. That's our message today. You know? Accountability, you know? Because you know what? You can't deal with this shit. You've been having a war on drugs for 20 years. You've been beating the shit out of people in there. Stop that shit. We want you to deal with that.